If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Welcome to another episode of Fuck You Dad, everybody. We talk about dads a lot on this show, but we never actually have had one on. So this week we have a great comic, great dad, Mark Brady, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Of course. Thanks for coming on, man. So,
Mark, when was the last time you did a comedy show? I ask all the comics that we have on here.
Great question. The last time I did a comedy show was in... October, maybe. Yeah, I think I did a weekend in October.
I thought it was going to be a little too recent to be comfortable. Where you're like, it was yesterday in an ER. I thought the COVID patients need cheering up, so I just did a set after I came from a bar. It was fine.
I'm working, Nick.
Making money. I got two kids. I got to make money. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Got to bring it in.
I forgot that Good Nights was open for that long.
But that's still open,
you got a weekend in.
Yeah, they're still open, and now they have to like wrap it up by 10, or they can't serve alcohol after 10. So like, I don't know, they have to get out of there early. But I've said no to a lot of stuff.
Me too. Yeah,
I've gotten just not worth it, especially with kids.
You got your kids. No, yeah,
yeah.
You can't be like, honey, but the bits.
Yeah.
I have to talk to a quarter capacity room of spread out people to do jokes that I kind of on some level know work already.
Right. Yeah. And yeah. it really just is not the same. I mean, it's
weird. Yeah. Like I only did outdoor shows this summer and like I had fun, but it's not like a packed comedy show on a Friday night indoors, like that level of fun. Everyone's a little scared.
Yeah, every show feels like you're doing it in the attic with Anne Frank. You're like, this is like, we can pay attention, but there's some bad stuff going on outside.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's what I realized whenever someone would try to bring up, like, do their new hot mask bit or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, whenever someone said COVID, it fucking killed the room.
Well, because I guess everyone in there is like, you're in a room where you're like, well, this probably isn't a good idea.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You're in a crowded comedy club, and whenever someone brings up COVID, you're like, yeah, that's a thing, and I'm kind of spitting in the face of that right now.
Exactly, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were, like, uneasy for sure. Like, there's a couple comics who did, like, COVID bits, and I did a couple of shows and a couple of different weekends, and it was, like, every single time. So, man, coronavirus, and it's, like, the momentum just stopped.
Like, really? I feel like you just couldn't not. Like, it'd be so weird a table is 45 feet away from you with a mask on. And you're like, so I was at Target the other day. Oh, no, actually, it got burnt down in the siege of the Capitol. But not, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much going on to go up and talk about Tinder. Like, you should be arrested.
Right, yeah,
like,
yeah.
That should be a crime.
I feel like you have to address it, but, like, don't keep hammering it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you definitely have to be like,
they're trying
this is
to
fucking
escape.
Crazy. Yes.
They're trying to escape. Yeah, for sure. Damn.
Did you see that they made a documentary about the Capitol being breached already on... Well, it's on Hulu, but I think it was like a CBS thing. But they made a documentary in like 4 days. Eventually, we're just going to get to live... We're doing a live documentary. I'm just doing a documentary as crazy shit's happening. You guys just tune in.
Yeah, they're interviewing and they're like talking about like... Yeah, and then 4 days later, it's like, wait, this is live. Wait, how the hell?
Yeah, I saw that too, and I was like, this feels a little soon to be a documentary. This is last week.
Yeah, it was basically just like all the cell phone footage and stuff, and everyone saying the things that's clearly obvious about how it, like there's no police.
How there was kids hidden in there. But yeah, but. What has it been like to have, since you just had a new kid, the second kid, congrats on that. What is it like to have kids through this thing?
Well, I mean, you guys know me normally before this, it was a full-time job. and it was stand-up. So, like, literally putting the kids to bed, running out at night, or sometimes missing bedtime. And I was traveling, starting to travel a little bit more, and I was missing some. I'd be gone some weekends. So, honestly, it's been a little nice spending time with the family and having an excuse to be like, oh, I can't go out. I mean, there's
right.
I want to be a comic. I want to hustle, but at the same time, like, whenever I would go out, I would feel guilty for not being at home. And if I'm at home, there'd be a little part of me that'd be like, damn, I should be on stage.
You right. know,
like,
yeah.
So there's that.
So it took a pandemic for you to be a good father.
Correct.
100%. Yeah. Just needed, there needed to be, and if the body count wasn't enough, you'd be out there. You're like, I need a strong germ.
I go up with yeah. with new numbers every day to my wife. And I'm like, honestly, look at the numbers.
Yeah. They're going down. You're like, become a COVID truther. You're like, it's a hoax. And I need to be on stage, honey. Yeah. You're like,
I'm like, honey, you might die, but our kids statistically will be okay.
Think about that. You're being so selfish right now.
Yeah.
My bits and the kids, they're both dying here. Oh, man.
I was going to ask Mark if he's looking forward to having to teach his kids, because that's looking like kindergarten might be on you, possibly.
That's far enough away. So my oldest will be 3 in March, and I think kindergarten, they start around 5?
Five, yeah.
Or preschool, maybe. Maybe it's preschool, but, like, yeah. Thank God we hit this thing kind of at an okay time, where it's like, oh, they're... This is the only world they know. They don't fucking know. And you know what?
Yeah, I might just keep
that's crazy.
Huh?
Yeah. I might just keep it this way. Keep them indoors all the time.
Yeah. They're safe.
Well, exactly. They're safe. I'm not one of those crazy people that's going to chain them to a radiator for years, but, you know, they'll have their freedom. The chain will be long. They'll get to the
yard. It'll be a shock collar. They won't have to carry it around. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Has there been trouble with, like, working from home and, like, they're attacking you and shit?
So, yeah, we're lucky enough to have my in-laws watch both our kids 3 times a week while we work. And then my parents will watch them 1 or 2 times a week. And then sometimes I'll take a day off during the week and watch both of them by myself.
Nice.
So that it hasn't been that bad, where if, like, I can focus for 4 days, I can watch the kids for a whole day during the work week. So that's been kind of nice too. So
this is such a crazy thing for this show, because all of our guests and all of our stories have been like, you know, my dad has a drug empire, or, you know, my dad lives with an alcoholic and a Nigerian car salesman. And now Mark's just like, you know, and then sometimes I take a day off and I watch him.
Sorry. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I know I'm going to fuck shit up later. Like, it's real early. You know what I mean? Like, people are like, oh, you're a good dad. It's easy to be a good dad. Now.
They can't even talk.
Right.
Yeah. You're a good dad in the same way that, like, yeah, I can take care of Play-Doh. I mean, these are just blobs. These are, you know, I mean, they can't even recant what I do. I can,
right, yeah,
I
can, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like if you had to feed Play-Doh. That's what
I'm They're, like, reading that in a court. Sir, on a podcast, you said it's like you have to feed Play-Doh. Do you really think you should get full custody with statements like that?
my
favorite thing you said to me was right after you had a kid. I just asked, because I was like a dumb 21-year-old, I just was like, what is it like to have a kid? And you just went like, yeah, you know, in the past, I never heard about people abandoning their family. I'd go, what a piece of shit. And you're like, now I get it. It's like,
yeah,
not the answer I was expecting from you, but I think that's true. Like, every parent, like, I see comedians have that bit, and I feel like a lot of parents have that, where, like, their kid's crying for, like, the 5th time of the night, and there's a small part of you that's like, how do I get out of it? You're like, okay, it's not too late. It's early enough. She won't wake up in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The whole time I'm thinking, okay, So she'll miss me for a couple years, and then later, you know, you're going through the whole thing of like, okay, and then she's going to write a letter when she's 16, and then we'll meet, you know, again, and then, you know, we'll reestablish that connection. We got to make up for lost time. Like, I've already thought about all of this.
Might be talented. She might write, like, a lot of songs about you. You might, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone's
a
stripper.
She might start a podcast.
She might start a podcast called Where Are You?
She'll be on this show.
Yeah, she'll be on this show. So my dad, he was just went off to do a stand-up gig and never came back. And he talked about how he abandoned his kid. He really threw it in our faces. He was on Conan talking about how he left his kids.
that'd be quite the talent to make all that funny.
And to be like, and then I ran out. Yeah, I don't think it's possible. But
but I'm up for the challenge.
Right.
Have you noticed any comedic ability in your kid yet? I know she's 3.
She is, and she can. She says some wild shit that I can't even. I don't really know right now, but like there's shit where I'll laugh genuinely at, and it's like she knows what she's doing. And she knows
that's
what she
gotta
said.
Be crazy.
And I genuinely laugh. I go, oh my god, this fucking kid is gonna be so cool.
And then she comes out with like a dead terrorist puppet, and you're like, fuck, my kid's Jeff Dunham. my kid's a fucking racist hack. How the fuck did this happen?
Like, oh man, that's hilarious. But yeah, she genuinely makes me laugh. I think she will definitely be one of the funniest kids.
That's good that you laugh. I always tried to make my dad laugh, but only thing. My dad and my girlfriend only laugh when I physically hurt myself.
That's pretty brutal. When you left the girlfriend in, I'm like, well, that's the person that's supposed to like you. That's a voluntary partner, man. That's not someone you're stuck with.
I like to think of it as like, you know, they love me the most, so they only want to see maybe me getting physically hurt is I pull a funny face. You know, maybe that's a killer bit.
Really?
I'll start doing it on stage. I really don't care. I'll do a Gallagher, but I'll just like drop a thing on my foot.
Getting so desperate for the laughs.
Yeah. I'll plan slapstick. I love it.
Yeah.
I'd go see it. You try to pick up your watermelon and you slip around in it and you fall down. It can't get funnier than that.
And it's great because I don't have health insurance. That's the other funny thing.
There you go. The funniest part.
You just lay on your back and like a bunch of watermelon and your punchline is, I don't have health insurance.
The worst part is there's some part of me that's like, Nick, write that down. Nick, this is a good bit. Nick. When comedy comes back, or if you just want to do it today in like Oklahoma or whatever, go over there, slip on a watermelon, break your back, and say, I don't have health insurance. That'll kill in the comedy zone.
What do you think comedy is going to be like when it comes back full swing? I've been thinking about this. Like, and I'm not talking about comedy as in like Mark Brady, oh, I got a feature weekend. I mean the real shit. I mean 4-minute open mics. What are those going to look like?
I think people are going to be excited to be out.
Yeah,
just anyone's going to be excited to go out for any reason whatsoever.
My concern, I've thought about this too. My concern is that it might be a little too easy at first because people are so pumped and so amped.
I think that will happen, but it will I think be needed for everyone involved.
Sure. Even for the comedian, everyone needs a big boost. Everyone needs a boost
for sure. So Mark, is there anything your dad did that you definitely didn't want to replicate with your kid?
Yeah, well, man. So two things. First thing I would say is that my dad has to over-explain things. He, for instance, it doesn't matter. Like, for instance, my uncle had a boat and my dad would tell he had a boat for 20 plus years and my dad had a boat for like a year. And he's like, hey, so look, you know how, look, we got to do that check engine light. He's like telling him how to do his own boat. And my uncle's like, I
own a boat. Yeah, I understand. You don't even tell me I own a boat.
Need to explain in like every single detail of like what's going on. So that's one thing of like not over explaining. If my daughter says, "Hey, I get it, Dad," I'll be like, "You got it. That's fine." I'm not gonna say, "Well, also, let me give you my take." Second thing is my dad had kind of a short fuse, and okay. I think I need to be more patient. I think I got a little bit of that,
right?
Like just to a breaking point where. But
I feel like you're about to say something extremely disturbing playfully. You're like, you punch holes in the drywall to send a message to both your wife and your daughter at the same time. stuff like that, you know?
Well, my parents had three boys, so.
Oh, that's a lot.
There's so much cum in the house, and so you're already mad about that.
Your mom's slipping all over the place.
She's laying on her back. She's like, at least I have health insurance.
It's the callback, babe. But
that's how we do it. My dad and my brother got into a fight one night, and my dad just like snapped, and my brother closed the door, locked it, and no like bang. He was just like banging on the door. He's like, "Open the goddamn door!" And it's like, "Okay, oh shit." And then my brother's like, "Fuck, you know, I'm not doing that." He punched through the fucking door, dude.
Your dad became the
daddy.
Hulk. Your dad became the Hulk.
Yeah, dude. Well, my dad was—he's 6'6", and he was like 250.
Your dad's a built man.
That's big dad.
He was like an elderly, strong man.
Yeah, he is, and you got to remember once you get past like 50, you start shrinking. So I mean, and he's 70 now, but like, you know, but when he punched through the hole in the door, I mean that scared the shit. I mean, out of everybody. I mean, no, so. There wasn't always.
After
times
he
like
did it,
that.
was he like, "Okay, everybody, look, this is how you punch a hole in the door. All right, you get really mad at yourself, yeah. And then you want to go at a perpendicular angle and scream a little bit."
Yeah, he starts explaining right. The type of door. You see, the reason it broke like that is because they don't make them like they used to. That's a two ply door.
That's a two ply.
It's like here's Johnny, and he's just like.
Now, since we're here, I'm going to show you how to repair the door, too.
Yeah. It's a lot of lessons being learned today. That is...
His hand is just bleeding. There's just blood going down his hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I feel like there's always one moment where a dad has to be like, I'm just going to remind everyone that I am a fucking dad.
So, I think that's true, too. I think there has to be some sort of, like, not physical harm, but, like, example of, like, Like I remember when I was in middle school and I was acting up, and you know, I was like, he wanted me to sit down for dinner, and I was just like, I forgot what I said, but I was just like, borderline, just fuck this, and I walked out of the house, and it was night out, obviously we're having dinner, and I went out to like the end of the driveway, and I heard the door open, and I looked back, and my dad bolted out of the front door like he's in his dress shoes. He's like still home from work. I'm in middle school. I ran so fast down the street and he caught me, and he fucking caught me in dress shoes. And like it was that moment where I'm like, I'm fucking around with the wrong guy.
Yeah,
you know, like I feel like you're exactly right, Kenyon. I think there needs to be not physical harm, but like an example, like a punch through the door, and just be like, just so you fucking know, I'm like, because we all think our dads are dipshits.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
When we're kids, you're like, oh, this guy doesn't know anything. He doesn't get it. And your dad's just so like worn down. And then you see that little bit of like man strength where you're like, holy shit.
Yeah,
I think he could beat up the kids in my high school.
there's a moment where you're like, okay, I am 11. And he's a grown man. So if he wants to, there could be some serious damage here. I better listen to what he has to say, you know?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Like sometimes my daughter will pick up stuff. She's three. She'll pick up stuff with two hands. I pick up it with one. I'm like, just so you fucking know.
Just. Oh, my God. Yeah. You have two daughters, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Was that the combo you were looking for?
So the first one, I was like, I kind of wanted the daughter-father relationship. I think that's a super important one, one that I wanted to have for sure. And then I had the first one was a girl, and it was so cool that I hoped that the second one was a girl.
Oh, really?
She was. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, after having the first one, I was like, I got it. I want another girl. Like, I don't want to.
Right.
I don't want to. You know, of course, I think every dad is like, I want to have a son. And also, it's cheaper to have two girls because then they get to wear all the other shit the other one had.
You know? I like how you're planning ahead. I feel like everyone says boy just because you're like, well, I was a boy. And so I understand that. Right, you know, yeah, it's a very simplistic, like, well, I don't know what that's like, you know?
And
I think having a girl is ideal because all of the complicated stuff, you know, luckily will be taken care by the mom. So you're like,
you get to be cool.
Yeah. I'm here to punch holes through doors and be like a mean face if any boys come over, kind of thing.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And also, I think having, like, being a guy and wanting boys, I guess, traditionally has been like an ego thing of like, well, what about the family name? Where's what's gonna happen? It's like it should have died a long time ago.
Right.
Plus,
it's going out with your special with your name on it, bud.
Right.
You're like, I'll take care of the family name. On Conan. Right. You guys do whatever you want, jewelry.
My dad still does that. He goes, you know, you've got to have a son because you're the last male heir.
Does he say that?
It's like a very like British thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, well. I don't really know
what that means.
Like sadder fall of the royal family for you to be the last heir, like on a podcast, like to be sitting on a throne, and then it's just you high outside of an open mic. Like that didn't go well.
This is how our family tree died.
Yeah,
bro. I think I'm like the last of my lineage.
So that's an interesting thing. How would you handle your daughter's doing drugs? How you find a bag of weed? Well, I guess weed will probably be legal by the same time your daughter's an adult. Let's go more intense. Let's say bag of coke in your daughter's room. How do you handle this?
Dude, I've literally, when we were picking out her crib stuff, like it was going to be furniture that was good enough to last her through high school. Like it can be converted and changed and this and that. There was a little drawer that was on the top that could slide out. It was barely a drawer. I don't know what the fuck anyone would put in there. And I was like, we're not getting this. She's going to put drugs in there.
You're already disgruntled. This is like 14, 15 years from now. And that's like if she's shitty. You know what I mean?
Right.
You got at least probably like 17, you know, before it's a problem.
Yeah,
okay. I would really love to see a toddler though, just being like, I don't even know what to do. Do I do the speak and spell? Do I do the speak and spell or the busy box? Do I trace? Could I color? Maybe I should color. Fuck! I'm pooping.
Maybe I'll start a business about coloring.
Yeah. I'll sell my drawings to mom and dad.
They love them anyway.
They put it up on the fridge.
They eat it up.
They love my shit.
Damn. On a real note, what would I do? I mean, other than shit, dude, I don't know. That's so fucking wild.
That's so hard, right? Because it's like if you go too hard,
they're gonna go, you're like encouraging them even more.
Right.
Maybe you make them hate it. You go in there with socks and sandals on, you do it with them, and you put on like the Eagles. you like make them hate it so much. Like it's so lame. That they just just go to church. They embrace Jesus. You're like, let's say after this we go for a walk and check out this new craft beer place, and your daughter just fully snaps at him.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I don't know what I'd honestly do because there is some sort of like median of discipline, because I remember I had friends that literally their dads would do drugs with them.
I heard of those people. No, it's funny. Right. As a teenager, we were all like, this guy's fun. Now it's like, that was a broken home.
Terrible.
Someone should have like contacted the authorities. That was clearly someone in the throes of what was just child abuse. But yeah.
And then on the opposite side, I had like my best friend, he would have to be home. He was in high school. He had to be home at like 11, and he wasn't allowed to go out, like stay out. If it was any, like parents ruled with an iron fist, went to college, did everything.
Yeah. I think if you're too extreme on either spectrum, it's bad. Because those kids, they're ready to explode. Like, I knew a lot of the most disciplined kids I knew growing up, like their household, they were the most insane. Because they really were ready to tear it up.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like if you're some level of, I don't know, moderate, they don't feel this like weird desire to like rebel as much.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it was literally like the guy went from doing nothing to I walked in. It was like 2 PM to his place, and he had he had skinned his head because he smoked crack. he had shaved his head, like bicked it with a razor, not like just like buzzed it, like head. And he was up because he was like smoking crack. I was like, "What the fuck happened, dude?
You gotta imagine his parents. Like, the dad's probably calming down the mom. Like, he's going to college. Like, what's the worst that can happen? It's a normal point. And it just cuts to him shaving his head. He's just like, "I am the son. I am the son."
This is my lineage.
Yeah,
I guess. I mean, I don't know. Honest answer, man. Just try to get her help. I mean,
you know. God, that's a good
right.
Dad.
That's the only fun. Yeah, not funny, but yeah, correct, Mark. Yeah. That's the only move. You just ask because
that's the real bummer is being a good dad is almost never funny.
No,
like.
No, that's why
they make comedy movies about dads turning around or whatever, daddy daycare. But again, daddy daycare is not a tale of a good dad. It's a bad dad.
Right.
He just turned his house into a business full of fucking kids, even though he doesn't know what he's doing.
It's so funny because the premise of that movie sounds so much darker than it actually is. Like, he turns his house into a business full of kids, and I was like, oh, and he's just taking care of them. There's no, no one's being sold here, you know?
Yeah.
Well, Mark, thanks again for coming on.
Dude, yeah, thanks for having me. It's good seeing you guys.
Is there anything you want to plug before we head out?
Thanks, dude. Yeah, we're trying. It's Hummies VR Comedy. It's a YouTube channel. And we game, and the whole point of it is make it funny. So,
hey, guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDAD PODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it. And keep listening. Thank you so much.